Stonebanks, Assistant County Organiser and Publicity Officer for the National Garden Scheme. Don't forget, back in Ambrose Place later on. For East and Mid-Sussex, who raise money for charity, I was giving you some stats. £2.7 million raised last year by the NGS to their 10 designated charities, compared to the first year, let's put him on the spot, which was, Jeff?
1927.
And when just 600 gardens opened, do you know how much they raised in that first year?
I must be honest, I can't remember. You're going to tell me.
Well, Jean was there in 1927.
Oh, that's below the belt.
And she tells me it was £8,191.
Well, there you go. That's not bad, is it?
Not bad at all.
Hell of an achievement last year.
Oh, incredible, incredible. And you're well?
I'm very well indeed, thank you, yes.
Good, good. Have you had an opening of your own garden since you and I last spoke?
Oh, we have. We've had two, and the weather wasn't that kind to us, but we had lower numbers than usual, the weather's not looking good for my next opening when Jean will be joining me on Tuesday. It's looking a bit grey.
Is it really?
Looking a bit grey, Jean. Yes, bring your woolies.
Oh, OK. wet weather gear as well, Jeff?
No, I don't think it's going to rain. I think it's just going to be a bit cool.
That's a shame.
But you can bring some rhubarb cake if you like. Mm.
Jeff won't let Jean in the house even if it does rain, but never mind.
Oh.
Okay, give us a roundup of what you've selected in Sussex, Surrey, North East Hampshire, if you would.
I will indeed. Okay, all the gardens as usual, if I mention them, will offer homemade teas and cakes and I have children in free. So let's get the ball rolling first in Sussex with several brand new gardens for 2016. The first is the Homegrown Flower Company at the Old Forge in Butcher's Cross, Mayfield. This is a densely planted country garden with views over the High Weald. There's a large cut flower plot in a field with an ornamental garden surrounding the house. Visitors will also find topiary, small vegetable plot with raised beds, and cut flowers will be on sale too. It opens on Tuesday the 12th and Wednesday the 13th of July from 12 to 5 with admission of £4. Next up, a trail of three gardens that's called the Ouse Valley to the Coast. The trail comprises three uniquely different Sussex gardens. In Swanborough, a small garden surrounding a white modernist house with spectacular view, as painted by the artist Eric Revilius, and stunning views of the South Downs. Down on the coast in Saltdean, a small fun jungle garden with winding paths meandering through lush jungle and insect-friendly planting. Finally, in Rottingdean, a quirky open-plan coastal garden with lovely sea views. The trio opens on Saturday the 16th and Sunday the 17th of July from 2 to 5, admission £5. Over then in West Sussex, we've got another pair of brand new gardens. Orchard House in Piper's Lane, Evernow, near Petworth, is a tranquil garden of several acres set on the edge of the South Downs National Park with far-reaching views, a lake, woodland area and some fabulous newly planted herbaceous borders, ranging from gentle pastels to vibrant hot colours. It opens next Saturday, 2nd of July, from 2 to 6 with entry £6. On 31st of July, you can visit the Cowfold Gardens near Horsham. See three gardens planted in different styles. First up, a compact three-year-old garden, completely designed and replanted by the current owner, packed with hardy plants, interesting shrubs and statuary. On the outskirts of the village, a well-stocked garden for all seasons, encouraging wildlife. And finally, a formal front garden with very well-established topiary, and in the back garden, some relaxed planting for year-round interest. Three gardens open from 2 to 5 with combined admission £4. Across the county border then in Surrey, in Early Wood in Hamlash Lane, Frensham, it opens on Saturday the 23rd and Sunday the 24th of July from 11 to 5 with entry £4. It's an award-winning half-acre garden containing unusual trees, mixed borders throughout. There's a wide variety of summer flowering shrubs, particularly hydrangeas and colour-themed borders, also some shady areas of ground cover full of shade-loving plants. Next up in Surrey is Hall Place Farm near Cranley, opening on Saturday the 16th from 11 to 5 with admission £4. This is a work-in-progress restoration of a 2.25-acre garden, there are original elements of the Victorian gardens created for Hall Place Estate in 1865 and parts created by the present owners since 2012. There is a wide variety of character and planting with a walled garden and much, much more. Also in Surrey, there's Monk's Lantern in Ruxbury Road, Chertsey. This will open next Sunday, the 3rd of July, from 1 to 5, with entry £3.50. It's a delightful garden and past winner of Runnymede Gardens in Bloom. It has borders of silver and white and olive trees. There's a large rockery, an informal pond, an island bed has a display of hostas and a selection of grasses. Finally then, over in North East Hampshire, we've got a pair of gardens opening together on the 10th of July from 2 to 5.30. The first is Berry Cottage in Church Road, Upper Farringdon, near Alton. This is an organic cottage garden with year-round interest. Roses, tomatoes and herbaceous borders abound with colour and contain many unusual plants. Not far away is Thatch Cottage, also in Church Road. A once neglected garden that has been lovingly restored. The formal lawn and packed borders blend into more informal areas of perennial and shrub planting. There are vegetables, fruit and wildflowers surrounding a gypsy caravan with chickens, ducks and guinea fowl. Combined entry for the two gardens is £5. Then we've got a special treat to be had on the evening of the 26th of July with West Green House in Thackham's Lane, Hartley Wintney. You can picnic by the lake or undercover, and the gardens will be illuminated at 9 p.m. Within its 18th century walls is the magnificent walled garden, a tapestry of exuberantly planted, lavish, herbaceous borders, elaborate potagere and parterre. It'll open from 8 to 10 p.m. with admission £10, and here children will pay £5. Sounds fabulous. And if I may, I'd just like to mention a special event coming up on the 12th of August in Sussex, which does need to be pre-booked. It's a special evening with canapés and cocktail at Charleston Farmhouse from 7 to 9 p.m. Full details of this special event and all the gardens opening can be found on the NGS website, www.ngs.org.uk, and further details can be had by calling 01483 211535. On a totally separate note, if I can just quickly mention to your listeners, the 5th annual Macmillan Garden Trail that I organise will take place over the weekend of the 9th and 10th of July, with 29 gardens open along the coast from Hove to East Dean from 11 to 5. And full details of that trail and the garden locations is on www.macmillangardentrail.co.uk. That's macmillangardentrail.co.uk. So there we have it, Joe, for July. Sincerely hope your listeners enjoy their visits, and I look forward to perhaps seeing some of them in my own garden on this Tuesday with Jean, and it's also on the 19th and the 31st of July, so fingers crossed for good weather.
Fingers crossed for good weather, and of course, most people don't go to see the garden, they don't go to see you or Jean, they go to see Albert the dog.
I know.
They don't, actually, they go for Jeff's cakes.
Thank you, Jean. I've been busy baking this morning.
I thought you might have been.
Hope all goes well for you on Tuesday, and good to have you on, and if you're going along, then you'll be there answering questions, Jean, on Tuesday. Back with Jean in a moment.